Yeah, thanks. Kenny, welcome back to our coverage of the Joe Donegal International Rally. I'm just speaking to the drivers as they come off the Carn Hill stage. And there's been a number of stories to talk about in there in Carn Hill, the first time round stage 11. Donegh Kelly has punctured and he has pulled into the side of the stage. We believe it's a puncture. The car is pulled in. He has yet to come off the stage. And we're right back as far as David Bogie in the national side of the rally. As we wait Donegh Kelly to come off, it's not good news at the moment. He's lost a lot of time and he's always losing out in that battle at the front of the field as well. Alistair Fisher has damage to the car in North by. He was also off and he held up a couple of cars. We'll tell you about that in a second. But at the front, Declan Boyle and Damien Gallagher, or Declan Boyle and Brian Boyle, excuse me, at the front. They're flying. 9 minutes, 11 seconds dead. Michael Patterson from rallynews.net said that time will not be beat in Carn Hill. And he's got the quickest time on there by a long shot. 9 minutes and 11 seconds for Declan Boyle and Brian Boyle. A tremendous performance in Carn Hill. And the conditions bone dry. Ideal for rallying, and he's done it in front of a huge rally support. There's massive numbers in Carn Hill, but he's increased his advantage now in the leaderboard. Donegh Kelly still has to appear. He has not come through yet. The next nearest man was Sam Moffat, 9 minutes 48.9 for Sam Moffat. He lost a lot of time. The reason for that was because Alistair Fisher had stopped. Alistair Fisher gone off the road. He did come through the stage. There's a bit of damage to the front of the R5, but he has lost a lot of time in there as well. So Sam Moffat, 9.48.9. Seamus Leonard, 9 minutes 29 seconds dead for Seamus Leonard. Alistair Fisher's time, 11.45. He's lost a couple of minutes. Keith Cronin, 9 minutes 26.9. On the pace is Cronin this afternoon. Josh Moffat, 9 minutes 39 seconds dead. And Manus Kelly, he's come through Carn Hill, but they were held up with all the yellow flags being waved where Alistair Fisher had us off. 9 minutes and 30 seconds for Manus. 9 minutes 30 seconds, 0.7 was the time for Manus there. So Declan Boyle has a big, big lead now. We'll confirm what the gap is at the front very soon on Highland Saturday Sport. We're just waiting to get this time issue sorted out, obviously with the hold-up of Alistair Fisher and what's going on behind. But Declan Boyle has a really, really strong grip of this one now, with Donegh Kelly still yet to come off the stage, but he has pulled in due to a puncture. We'll go to the battle in the National Rally. Damien Tourish was slow in there. He's lost a bit of time. He had a 6.5 second advantage over David Bogie going into it. Tourish, 9 minutes 55 seconds was the time off the Escort. Bogie, 9 minutes 45.1. So just a 9.9 second advantage on the stage for Bogie to move ahead of Tourish. But the man that we're all watching is Frank Kelly from County Tyrone. He has been on the move today. 9 minutes and 39.9 was the time for Frank Kelly in there. So Frank Kelly took, just doing the math as I'm speaking, 6 seconds or so out of David Bogie. And that would also mean that he's moved up, has he? Bogie's gone in front. Damien Tourish remains in second place because Tourish was 6.5 seconds adrift to Bogie, and it was a further 4 then back to Kelly. So David Bogie is in front. We do know that by about 3.3 seconds. Tourish's time, 9.55. Frank Kelly's time was 9.33. Frank Kelly has actually moved up into second. We'll confirm this for you soon. So Frank Kelly up into second. David Bogie is the leader. Kelly second. Tourish is in third place. And Damien Gallagher continues to hold fourth in the National coming through the stage as well. And Declan Gallagher posted a good time in the start. And he, of course, lost 40 seconds earlier today. 9 minutes, 48.3. for Declan Gallagher. So we'll be back to you shortly just to confirm how everything is sitting at the moment after Carn Hill. The cars at the moment are heading out now to Garton. It's the home stage of the likes of Manus Kelly. Damien Gallagher will know it very well. The chairman, Brian Brogan, still in this rally. He lost 12 minutes earlier today. We'll check to see what his time. 9 minutes 33.9 have been told by Seamus. He's the fastest of the Escort cars in Carn Hill. This, of course, is his home patch, Ballyar, and out towards Garton as well. So expect him to be fast in Garton for the first time round, coming up now in the next 30 minutes or so. But at the head of the field, it is Declan Boyle, who has a big lead now because Donnacelli still hasn't come through. It looks as if Donnacelli and Connors Foley's rally is over. The Fiesta is way out in front and now has an advantage. We make it up around about a minute and a half over the chasing pack, which includes Sam Moffat and Seamus Leonard in the top three, with the likes of Keith Cronin moving up, Josh Moffat and Manus Kelly also in the top seven as well. We'll be back with another update for you very soon, and of course Chris Ashmore will have more from down around the service area in Milford too.